Now, it's undeniable. It's been pretty tough goings at the moment. COVID-19 has had an enormous impact on the live music industry, with social distancing laws causing the cancellation of all concerts and festivals that were pretty much going to go on. Emerging out of these dire circumstances, though, is some great ingenuity from those within the industry. One way is through driving concerts. Airwaves is one of the drive-in festivals that are giving live music lovers their favourite Aussie bands while adhering to social distancing laws from the comfort of their cars. In response to the news of the festivals being cancelled, Airwaves event director Cindy Jensen stated, "Reading it set off a rocket launch fire inside me, and I wanted to bring some confidence back to the industry that has been so hard hit and affected." Airwaves Festival sets out to inspire other organisations around Australia to follow suit to help reboot the country's entertainment industry. And we're joined today by Cindy. Cindy, there, how are you going?
Well, that rocket launch is definitely there. We're kicking off next Friday night, which is exciting.
Sounds fantastic. How will the drive-in festival operate for those that have absolutely no idea?
Have you ever been to a drive-in cinema? Once or twice, yeah. So similar concept. Everyone will be honking their horns instead of, you know, being up front, close and personal. They'll be partying behind the wheel. We've come up with an outer space theme for this event. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, we're hoping to see a lot of astronauts behind the wheel.
How are you hoping that kind of those watching the audience might kind of participate in a bunch of the acts or with the artists? Obviously, traditional forms of crowd interaction, like clapping and cheering, they'll have to be probably outside of the window, but we won't be seeing mosh pits or anything for a while, will we?
No, and that's, I read the article that they were saying at least a couple of years before the mosh pits will be coming back. Mm-hmm. Who knows? We don't have a crystal ball, but we've had a lot of inquiry from people who are going to be bringing their utes, reversing in, mm-hmm. setting up camp for the night in, on, or, you know, on top of the car. So we are really looking forward to seeing how, I mean, this hasn't been done before. We've all seen, you know, clips on similar events that have rolled out across Europe, mm-hmm. And they are rolling out here across Australia now, which is great to see. Us as festival organisers have never tackled anything like this. We have strict COVID management plans. Mm-hmm. You know, there's been a lot of work behind the scenes in just the approval process. But again, the punters have not been to anything similar to this. We've never rolled anything out, so it's all an unknown, you know, uncharted territory. But let's see, next Saturday night.
Absolutely. It might be a bit of a welcome relief. I know the couple of times I've been to kind of festivals, even just shows, when you see a band, if you see, like I saw Kasabian a couple of years ago at the Opera House, and I was glad to have been seated because they played for like 3 hours or whatever it was, and especially at music festivals in the sun, especially in summer, and that.
Absolutely.
All you're wishing for is just a little bit of a seat to get off your feet by the end. So.
Yeah, well, look at you go. You can sit in the comfort of your car. It'll be the middle of winter. You can rug up in your winter woolies.
Put the heater on.
Look out.
Absolutely. How much contact have you had with the artists? What kind of, is there any apprehension that they've got to performing kind of live to cars rather than an audience that they might be able to kind of feed off and all that kind of stuff?
Not at all. And, you know, it hasn't really come up in conversation. They're actually just so excited to have an opportunity that, you know, the Chats, for example, were booked on Coachella this year. And, you know, as we all know, everything's been cancelled. So mm-hmm. If anything, they're just expressing their, you know, excitement at finally being able to play live. So, of course, the conversations have been, you know, how is it all going to operate? And mm-hmm. I guess time will tell next Friday night when we kick off.
Can you see maybe, you mentioned a crystal ball there before and that we don't have one, but is there any party that thinks maybe drive-in festivals might become a slight norm even after traditional shows are introduced, not just as a novelty, but just as something to do?
Yeah, well, absolutely. And it's great to see there's a company in Victoria. They've set up an entertainment precinct, so not just live music. There's going to be comedy and theatre performances. We don't have a crystal ball, but like you said, being able to sit down in the comfort of your car is definitely a new way of thinking. So I'm not sure that we will tackle another one. It's been an intensive process, but
fair enough.
We'll see.
All the best going forward, at least for the festival. Can you tell us a couple of the artists that'll be playing?
Absolutely. So we've got the Dregs and Sahara Beck and Toxic Fox on the Friday night. The Chats, we all have heard that Smoko song.
Mm-hmm.
So those guys are headlining on the Saturday night. Yeah, a great a mix of local and Sunny Coast, Gold Coast and Brisbane acts, which is exciting.
Yeah, really exciting. Hey, unfortunately, we've got to move on. We are getting towards the end of the show, but thanks so much for joining us, Cindy. All the best with going forward.
Thank you.
Fingers crossed it's going to work out well, because it is an interesting thing. I'm hoping at least you might be slight pioneers of it in Australia, even if you don't go with it moving forward.
Well, there we go. Check out our website, www.airwavesfestival.com.au, and hopefully we'll see you there.
Perfect. Thanks, Cindy.
Thank you.
That was Cindy Jensen discussing Airwaves Festival. They're doing a drive-in music festival. Like you said, you heard it there, similar to that of kind of drive-in theatres and all that kind of stuff. It's going to be really interesting to see how it goes. Go and check out the website that Cindy just said.